a world full of trends, what does originality look like? This is a faith-based podcast all about standing out in a copy and paste culture. Brianna Leffler brings a unique, honest, and transparent take on what it means to tune out the noise, dial into God, and walk the unique path that He has for you.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Breaking the Blueprint podcast. My name is Brianna Leffler and I'm your host. This episode is going to be a much lighter, much funner one. I'm going to title it The One About Marriage, and I have a super special guest today. Please welcome to the podcast my husband, Paul. Introduce yourself, babe.
Hi everyone. This is Paul. First time being here, and I think that's it about me.
Wow, so interesting. Babe, I know you could give the people more than that.
I don't know what else I could possibly say.
Are you happy to be here?
Very excited to be here.
Okay, today's episode is the one about marriage. I think we're going to start by talking about what we thought marriage was going to be like versus what it actually was like. And I'm going to start with you, babe.
All right. For me, I thought marriage was going to be, a big change, a bit different from what your regular relationship would be like. I thought it would be a drastic life change, but it turned out to not be as much, right? I thought it would be a lot of, you can't do this, you can't do that. When you hear people talk about marriage, they talk a lot about all their can'ts and their don'ts rather than what they can do. So that's what I thought it would have been like.
Okay. I hear you say that it wasn't that big of an adjustment, but I feel like for you it was. Like, you came from living on your own for all of your adult life to having to share an apartment with somebody. I feel like it was a big adjustment for you.
It really was.
In terms of sharing your space and just what you're used to doing and having to adjust that to accommodate me.
I guess that part was the biggest change in terms of sharing your space, because you also have to, I guess, be mindful that this person is not going to do the same things that you do. They're not going to move the same way you do. They're not going to place things where you place things.
Are you talking about my hair stuff?
I am talking about your hair stuff. Yes. Yes. That's a big adjustment.
Y'all, having to hate me putting my hair stuff and my makeup in the bathroom. But I'm not going to lie. It can be a bit untidy. But yeah, he absolutely hates it.
He's being modest.
I think that I should get points for tidying it up when I was on vacation.
And points removed for having it slowly revert back to what it was. So yeah, so that's it. You just need, once you come to the terms that, you know, this person is not going to do or even operate the same way you do, and you actually apply grace to that. That was my biggest change. Other than that, I think how I'm set up, I'm pretty accommodating in every way. So there was no other great change for me.
Yeah, I agree with you. You definitely are really accommodating. I think for me, what did I think marriage was going to be like? I think that I'm the pessimistic one out of the two of us. So even before we got married, I kind of came up with all of the worst case scenarios of how things could go. So I would be asking him the most random things, like, I don't know, what if I was supposed to grow 2 horns? Would you still love me? Would you still want to be married to me? What if I gain 300 pounds? I came up with the wildest scenarios because I'm just naturally a pessimistic person. And I think that's great, because we balance each other out. When I'm being super negative, he could kind of bring me back. But I thought that marriage was going to be a difficult adjustment, not just an adjustment, but a difficult one, especially for him, because I knew that he had kind of lived a free life, kind of like the bachelor life, for all of his adult life. So like, he had ways of doing things, he had ways of cooking, like just brands that he would buy, like so many different little things that you think wouldn't matter, but then when you get into a marriage, you realize like you might be stuck in your ways
in certain
things. Yeah, in some things. But I expected a lot of that, and I don't think that we experienced as much friction as I expected us to experience. How about on your end, babe? Being the optimistic one, were things, I guess, more challenging than you expected them to be, or less? Like me?
No, I would say it's just understanding the other person, right? And once you understand how they are, you just know that you have to apply grace to the situation. So when you know, oh man, this situation might bring you down, you just have to tell yourself, all right, you know what, let's try to at least entertain good thoughts, let's try to entertain the good things, let's try to see the silver lining in everything.
Give an example.
Let's see, I guess for I kind of don't have a very good example that I can talk about here, but something in the house was broken, right? And my wife was just like, oh man, this here broken. We broke this. How are we going to deal with this? So for weeks on end, at first we laughed about it.
I'm so lost at first.
At first we laughed about it. Right? And then she was like, oh man, but we need to get this fixed. We need to get this fixed as soon as possible. And I guess that was kind of playing on your mind weeks upon weeks. And I was just like, you know what? We'll get it fixed when it's our time to get it fixed. We don't need to be in such a rush to get it done, and we will get it done. Eventually it did work out, did it not? So we eventually got the item fixed.
Emphasis on eventually.
Right? But I think what happens is that when something happens, your mind goes into overdrive and starts to take it down like a very bad line. So as you were talking about that balance, where we kind of just work on balancing each other out.
I feel like I've gotten a little bit better, man.
You have.
I don't feel like I'm as pessimistic anymore. I was really lost. Were you were talking about?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
I okay. was. That's a funny story, but we won't get into that. But yeah, okay. So it wasn't
that big a deal.
That big of a deal. Okay. I guess I can be a little bit, you know, not gonna lie. Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. But I am working on it. And after we got married, I think that I was pleasantly surprised that it wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be. Like, even in our first few months of marriage, like, we had maybe like one or two tense moments.
Yeah.
But it honestly wasn't as bad, because you know, you hear people talking about those early days and arguing about like toothpaste,
the
and,
smallest little things.
Yeah, how you hang the toilet paper and all sorts of stuff. But I feel like we didn't really have that, to be honest.
Right.
And once we worked through like those initial, you know, tensions, it was pretty much smooth sailing after that.
Yep. So just remember, when you're going into a marriage, we live by this rule called don't sweat the small things. So the things that normally would, you know, find people or couples really arguing about, very minor things, we actually don't really sweat those. So we just be like, okay, and we move on. We adjust to each other. We just move.
Yeah, pretty much. You want to share anything with the people, Bill?
Yes. Remember, I did want to actually emphasize how important encouragement is in a marriage. Right, and that's encouragement from both sides. So you are essentially a pillar for each other, right? So that person is going to be your first line of defense in everything, the first person you talk to about a lot of things, right? So you need to actually encourage and uplift each other on a almost daily basis, sometimes on a daily basis, because you remember that person is still dealing with their lives, they're dealing with work, they're dealing with all the other things that goes on in their minds. So it's best to just make sure that you encourage each other, you be each other's rock. You talk to the person about whatever it is that's bothering you.
Yeah.
You don't try to deal with it alone, especially for me, which coming from, you know, having to deal with the majority of my life going through things alone, it was, and it still is, a bit of a challenge to then have to come out and express something when, you know, you're just accustomed to just saying, you know what, all right, let me just
deal with it
in my mind and then come up with a plan maybe and then move forward. So in a lot of cases, you know, the other person can offer insight or even a solution to some of what we go through.
I think in this day and age, marriage gets a bad rep. So like, even before I got married, like, you would hear the married couples talking so badly about it, like if marriage was horrible, you know, like if it was more of a, you know, having to give up all of the fun stuff.
Yeah.
And just kind of, it felt like bondage, to be honest. It felt like slavery hearing other people talk about marriage. But I think coming into ours, it kind of changed my mind, because it really wasn't as bad as people were saying that it would be. And I think that is because we have decided not to magnify the negative stuff and to not only recognize where our partner is succeeding and doing the right things and being a good partner, but also sharing that with them, as in telling the person that you love what they're doing right instead of only what they're doing wrong.
Yeah.
I think that plays a big part, because you are very encouraging, to be honest. I can be very, very, very hard on myself, but you encourage me so much. And when I go down like the rabbit hole of talking negatively to myself, you just be like, no, don't talk about my wife like that. And that's kind of bring me back. Like, I'm so serious, that's bring me back and help me to view things from a different perspective.
They say, I always tell her, just the same grace that God applies to us, if she could just apply a little bit to herself, because some, you know, in her instance, she's so self-critical. So it's very hard for her, but we encourage each other, we uplift each other, and keep each other going. And that's what marriage is. It's a lot of not letting what you hear on the outside get into your marriage. Yeah. So a lot of those doubts and negative behaviors and negative thoughts that people would have tried to cast above you or cast into your mind about what marriage is, you have to actually put a lot of that down, right? Yeah. Don't actually take that into your marriage.
And I think too, like, for us, what has helped us a lot is incorporating prayer and spending time with God. Like, that has made the world of a difference. Yeah. Just even in our attitude toward each other, like, it makes the world of a difference.
It does. What we do, right, is that we do spend our each individual times with God. Sometimes we do it together, but that then sets the tone for what a lot of our days are going to look like, right? So a lot of times when you say, like, say for instance, we neglect spending time with God, right? We then have to deal with all the negativity going on around us, and that actually gets in, right? When you spend your time with God now, then, you know, you kind of have, I don't want to say a protective bubble, but that's essentially what it is, right? Or I can even view it as like a filter that helps you to be able to filter in and filter out the negative from the positive. You'll be able to have a different attitude towards work and even towards each other. You are a bit more understanding.
Yeah. It's true.
I think my last point was just, after the encouragement, just again, the importance of just spending quality time together, or even, as you said, incorporating, you know, doing activities together. So especially when you came from a different you came from different backgrounds, mm-hmm. right? It is very important that you try to find a middle ground, even if it's something that, you know, that you each don't necessarily are 100%
excited about,
right? As long as you know you're doing it together,
yeah,
you're gonna find that, you know, maybe it isn't as bad as I thought it was, or you're gonna find some type of enjoyment and some type of, like, you can say getting closer together,
mm-hmm.
right? Just from doing the activity together. So I think it's best to also keep incorporating that. We would put on Friends and just watch episodes,
yeah,
all the time, all the time.
And you love anime.
I do.
And guys, after what, almost 2 years?
A little over 2 years. I have finally gotten her to actually find an anime that she likes.
Listen, it's just, I have come to the conclusion, right? That it's just that we just don't like the same genres. He is very much an action.
And I'm an everything type of guy. She
I am into anime romance. Y'all.
She's into romantic anime. We got her. That's all we needed to understand.
And I
we got her here.
On my own now, which is, that's huge if you know me. Because I've been trying for a very long time.
It's been.
Yeah,
it's been
like, I would watch some stuff with him just because I know that, like, he likes it. But yeah, I wasn't really into it. But the romantic stuff, yeah. I actually find it interesting.
It's been a long haul and a journey.
It has been. But I have the same thing too. Like, I love me some podcasts, and you aren't really a fan of podcasts.
I'm trying. I am actively trying.
I think the difference between us is, like, I don't think it's super important to me for him to be involved in, like, stuff that I like or I'm passionate about. Like, that isn't really important to me. I mean, I like it when he does, but it's not like a make or break kind of thing. But I think for him, the activities that he likes, like, he really wants me to be involved in them. So
yeah,
I'm trying more and more.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You're welcome. How about this? How about we share, like, actual real life scenarios? Because we've been kind of like talking generally. Maybe some real life scenarios in our own marriage about lessons that we have learned, or I don't know, something that left an impression on us that the other person said or did, or just lessons that we would have learned.
Lessons that we would have learned. All right. The only thing I can think of, or that really comes to mind,
mm-hmm.
Is how we set up that one day a week to do us.
Mm-hmm.
That one day where, when you come home, it's not about work. It's not about how the week went. You disconnect completely,
mm-hmm.
and you focus on each other. Whether that is we're going to have a conversation, whether we're going to play games together,
mm-hmm.
whether we're going to
watch a movie.
But whatever it is we decide on, right, we're doing it for each other. We're 100% there. So you put away all your distractions.
Yeah.
So no social media, no mm-hmm. anything like that. And you just have it be around whatever activity you have planned.
Yeah.
Right. I think that has made quite a big difference.
Yeah.
In our marriage. It helps also with, I guess, letting the other person, you know, it kind of reinforces that, you know, this person is one of the most important people in your life. So it kind of, resets, reveres them, helps them feel that, you know, they're appreciated for everything that they do.
Yeah.
Helps you to get closer together. So I think that is one thing that we have set up.
I think you were the one that started that, and that actually led to, like, my favorite date that we have ever been on.
Yeah,
the first time that we did that was absolutely amazing. Like, guys, we just literally dressed up for each other one Friday evening, and you got some sushi from out, brought it home. We watched the movie, ate sushi, and, like, it was so amazing. I enjoyed that more than I do, like, going out to a restaurant or something like that. Like, that was just a really, really nice date.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you? What is at least one example of
a real life scenario. I think it was actually quite early on when we had gotten married, and I think it was that was the moment that I realized that I had truly made the right decision in marrying you. I don't remember what I was angry about, but I was angry about something. I think I was at home and I was cooking. I called you about something, and I have no idea what you said, but I know that it made me angry. And I remember I was just at home cooking and fuming, just waiting till you get home to like lambaste you. And I remember you got home and you walked through the door. You didn't put on your bag or nothing. You was just like, I'm sorry. And I said, wow. I didn't even know what to do with my anger at that point because I wasn't expecting an apology.
I think I remember.
I have no idea what it was about.
I think I remember because I remember you saying, no, what am I supposed to do with my anger?
I had no idea what to do about it. But I think that just the fact that even in your anger, in the time that it took for you to get home, it was just a few minutes. You could come to the place where you recognize that you were wrong for whatever it is and not be too prideful to apologize. I think for me that was like, okay, this guy is not, you know, just talking. Like, there's action to what he says, and he can actually stand by what he is saying. So I think that was one impactful thing for me. And so then the small things that people tend to magnify when they're talking about marriage seem like nothing anymore. So you not closing cupboard doors. My man is allergic to closing a cupboard door. Allergic.
Because I will go in the cupboard again. It's functional.
But those are like small things. But
so, so
that just goes to show that there are things on both sides. And no one thing is more important than the other. Like, it's small stuff. Just don't sweat it.
In the grand scheme of everything that's going on, this is just it's just a simple, you know? It's so simple to close the cupboard. It's so simple to replace it. It is not something that we really dwell on. We're like, okay. And we actually laugh about it.
Because that's a dumb thing to argue about. I'm sorry, but it's a dumb thing to argue about. So yeah, that's our advice. Don't sweat the small stuff. And despite what you might hear about marriage, don't let anybody dissuade you from wanting to be married, or don't let them color your opinion about marriage. Marriage is awesome. It's great, and it's so amazing to have a companion, to have somebody to, you know, bounce things off of, have somebody to support you in the tough times. It's amazing. So don't let anybody tell you that it is not. And don't let anybody tell you that you can't have a happy marriage either. Like, you can. With God, all things are possible. So
Sure.
I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope that it was a whole lot lighter than what I usually do. And hopefully Paul will come back with me again on another episode.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
What?
For sure.
So you guys know that I will be dragging him onto another episode again. I know he said that, but he's probably not going to want to do it. But he'll be back. Thank you guys for listening so much. And I will see you again next time.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.